Blog Talk Radio.
About it and gave a couple of little warnings to do and what not to do and all that kind of stuff, you know. Kick that back up and get my regular music. And real quick, I want to send shouts out to my homeboy Goofy Bone, who was on tour. And matter of fact, I'm going to play this song so y'all get a little, you know, y'all know who I'm talking about. Real quick. This is a Goofy Bone called Just Give It To
Me. Sorry. I meant to come online. You know what? You're so fucking hot. You're turning me on. I've always wanted to fuck you. Oh, and here's my hand.
Girl, you must understand. I could never be your man. I'm just here to be your bones. Giving you something to moan. Hoping that you like it thick. Trust me, baby, I'll bust them lips. Getting you nasty, ready to dance. At the end, I want to be in your pants. Back at my pad, you're sitting it slow. Positions are nice where you don't want to go. To strangers that are getting freaky. I feel like a plumber. Fixing this leaky. Put it in the hole like Tiger Woods. Watching this girl just feel so good. She's falling in love, but I think it's too quick. Cause I'm not a boyfriend, I'm just a big plate, so we talking about our bullshit lives. After the meal, we go for a drive. We smoking on a big ass blunt. She's looking at me like she wants some, so I pass it to her. Welcome to my land. She got so high where she couldn't even land. Laying on the back with the feet in the air, like a naughty vixen. The girl didn't care. Let me hit it all kinds of ways. Sweating like thugs trying to run away from the bar. Cause you know what we doing is a crime. But let me hit that one more time. She gotta get going. Her husband's at home. Cause I'm not a boyfriend, I'm just photos. So
I said, hey, that damn sergeant. Oh, hell that. Oh, D-Mon, he still there? Damn, shout out my own boy back in the day. D-Mon, that was, he laid my mother's shoes. What the hell is this? Where my photos at? These ain't my photo. I'm looking for my photo. Okay, here we go. Yeah, here we go. All right, and yeah. So Mr. Goofy Bone is out and about, you know what I'm saying, on tour, doing, you know, promoting those songs right now. So holla at, you know, holla at him. So what will end up happening, and if you go on to my MySpace, not my MySpace, Facebook, and look at my photos, I'm uploading them now. I mean, I took over 600 photos, people. 600. Yeah. Went down real big, took a lot of videos, went to visit castles, and all just, you know, it was, I just can't, you know, I can't really tell you the best time I had, unless, you know, you really have to just go for yourself and experience it, you know what I'm saying? You know, the flight was great. It's wee hour flights, people. Don't you know, you got to get up early in the morning. I don't care where you're flying from. They got wee hour morning flights, so you got to get up wee early in the morning to go. And yeah, so what I'm actually posting on Facebook, none of the pictures will be of me and my lady. You know what I'm saying? I keep our personal business to just that. It's our personal business. So if you want to see those pictures, you can go to www.trilateralradio.com and actually view those pictures that I've taken of me and my lady. You know what I'm saying? A little bit more personal pictures. And, you know, that's what it do. So make sure y'all go and check that out. When you touch down in Palm Bay, you're going to notice a putrid smell around the airport. I mean, it will almost make you hurl. So if you got a soft stomach, you might want to, you know what I'm saying, carry a gas mask or something, because as soon as you step outside the airport, there is something foul in the air. I don't know what it is, but it smells wee mal. You know what I'm saying? That's very, very bad. So hurry up and get your rental car or whatever and get the away from the airport. I will tell you that. When we actually drove in, and you got a lot of toll stations around. They make I don't know how they, you know, what the money is going to, but we went through you know, toll stations when you're trying to travel about, you know, going to different places in Puerto Rico. You got to go through these toll areas. So you got to make sure you keep a little change, but it don't really matter, because if you got dollars, they will definitely take the money and provide change for you. So we didn't have a problem, you know, needing to run around with a bunch of quarters and stuff like that, but it's just good to, you know, keep it so you can just, you know, you don't have to make a stop. You just pull up, throw your change in, and keep it moving. But expect to pay tolls from $50 to $1.50 all up to $1.75. That was the highest toll that we paid. And that was going to San Juan. And then coming back, we only paid 50 cents. I don't know how that worked out, but, you know, that's how they end up doing this, you know what I'm saying? So, but that was cool. You know, you got to support the, support the neighborhood where you're at, you know what I'm saying? Support the surrounding areas and stuff, and that's what we did, you know. So it wasn't bad, but make sure you bring a little spending cash, you know what I'm saying? They have all the regular stuff that you see right here in your own home state, Taco Bell, which, like I say again, they do have a Taco Bell when so-called Puerto Ricans don't like Mexicans. But you sons of bitches damn sure be eating at the damn Taco Bell, and had all the Taco Bells from Ponce to San Juan was filled with motherfuckers eating so-called Mexican food, you know what I'm saying, tacos and shit. So, yeah, go figure that. But I need to separate these into categories. So when you go onto my Facebook, all the stuff will be separated from the cross. When, you know, when we went up to visit the cross, all the way out to the house, when we went out to visit the Castillo Cerrales, which was the home of the Cerrales Castillo family. And that was hot. I mean, it was very nice. The views are just off the chain. Every point in Puerto Rico that you go to, at least as far as Ponce, is elevated. And I mean, the view is just so spectacular that you kind of lose your breath, you know what I'm saying, for a minute, you know, by trying to take everything in. It was an experience. It was definitely a culture shock. And it was definitely get out of your box type deal, you know, and it was something I definitely recommend to anybody who's looking for, you know, something different to do than just riding around on an hour gas tank full to go to the next city over. You know what I'm saying? Or go to the next state over. Go 2 hours away. It was only 2.5 hour flight from Florida to Puerto Rico. So it's not, you know, it's not going across the world like people's mind for some reason is kind of caught up on, you know, thinking that they got to go, you know, clear across the world to, you know, experience something new. You know what I'm saying? You don't, it's a very short trip. And we had a great time doing it. Let me bring Miss Heavenly Angel, the co-hostess with the mostest. And until we get the beam people, you know. Beam, 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 goddammit. Beam, beam. Beam, beam. There you go. I'm in the process of uploading. What the happened to the photos I just selected? Well, I was in the process of uploading. Okay. What the fuck happened? Well, I was uploading some photos, but I don't see them on the Facebook now. What happened?
Oh, I know. Facebook is acting crazy. 1 minute it's there, the next minute's not. I've been hacked into a bunch of my friends, too.
Yeah, that's what I told, you know, I just told one of my artists. I was like, you know, be careful about, you know, posting all of your everything to the Facebook, because I just had a friend of mine and get her stuff hacked, and you know, and now it's just, you can't put all your personal business out there. People just don't think that the internet is a keepsake, you know what I'm saying, for all your personal memories, you know, because there's just so many people that know more than you and know how to manipulate stuff, you know what I'm saying, to the point where they can really, you know, do some damage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They can really do some damage by accessing your personal information. So,
but you know, if you post a picture from your phone, that they can GPS it. Any
what?
Picture they take. Yeah. So I've taken all my pictures off, and yeah, I'm about to quit the internet. I'm really tired of it.
Damn.
Seriously. Oh, I'm trying to look you up on Facebook and see all your relatives, see if it's you or whatever, you know, all that stuff. Predators can find you on Facebook and track you down.
Yeah, now that's going to be something new. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all put all your information out there, so yeah, you put your brother, like my homeboy, he got his whole goddamn family listed. You know what I'm saying? On the Facebook,
yeah,
I'm like, damn, brother, what the fuck? You got your daddy, your mama, all my cousins, like your whole fucking family tree. I ain't gonna put all that shit out there now.
I cleared it out. It was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, just some stuff you don't, you know, people don't need to be privileged to. Some information, you know, should remain private. That's, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they put all your business out there. People put, like, all of their business out there, you know, their kids, schools,
yeah, I'm hilarious.
Teachers, all that old dumb shit.
I know.
Don't need to be on there, you know. That shit don't need to be on there. I don't want to know where your kid going. I shouldn't be privileged to know.
I don't want my life in fear, you know, but you need to be cautious. This world is crazy.
You got to, you know, people don't have.
People out there.
Yeah, they don't have the same ideal of. You know, being private and respecting your feelings like you thinking, you know what I'm saying? It's don't have that. They're in for the manipulation of it, so you gotta be careful.
That's right.
Gotta be careful.
Did you upload again?
I didn't hear you. What did you say? Hello?
Where are the fish at?
Oh, okay, there you go. Now, I'm gonna post them in a minute. I'm actually, I got to use a simple uploader. I don't know why, because I'm trying to use the other uploader and it won't allow me to do it. So but I'm putting them in groups. So I'm only putting probably 10 photos from the actual city, 10 photos from here, 10 photos from there. You know what I'm saying? And all the rest of the stuff. You got to go to www.trilateralradio.com to see the rest of it. And that's where you can see video. I'll actually have videos and more pictures and all that kind of stuff posted right there on the website.
Where is that?
It's at www.ponce. Well, I'm about to say Ponce. trilateralradio.com. TRILATERAL radio.com. Make sure y'all go and check it out. Got music streaming live right now. So you can go and hear some good music streaming, independent artists representing all sides. And I mean all sides, you know, everywhere. Washington, San Jose.
Chat room.
You know, we representing all sides. Let me put this picture of the flag up. Okay, so I can upload, I think, 5 at a time. Let me see. Yeah, you can upload 5 at a time, so that's what I'm going to do. Okay, let me see if I can get back over here and check out there. And, yeah, so that was it, you know. Continuing from yesterday, you know, because I was in the McDonald's and stuff, so I didn't want to be too loud and stuff. But you motherfucking Puerto Ricans out there, you can't drive, goddammit. And I did a special video addressing that issue. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. You know, we have people, you know, driving up the one way. They'll drive because halfway in between the streets is another one way that goes, like, to the left. So they'll drive up the one way to get to the one way that goes to the left. And I guess it's a street, but I mean they don't have no dividing markers. To say this is the left side and this is the right side. So it's just just one street. And you got cars parked on one side of the street, no cars parked on the other side of the street, so it makes you think that it's still a one way. But then the sign is a one way, but then where the actual one way sign stops at, it's real kind of confusing. I have to say, it was really kind of confusing. And then, you know, of course, we figured it out after driving around. But in the beginning, people just don't think you're just going to drive out there and it's the same driving as we do here in our own states. Because they are part of the United States, so you can't say here in the United States because they are the United States. But Puerto Rico is definitely different from any state in the United States. They are an island, all separate, you know, and they do their own thing.
It's an island.
Yeah, and it's an island. So they're not required to have driver's license in order to drive a car or to buy a car. Majority of them, they do have insurance. You know, I guess that's a requirement when you go to get the actual car registered, you know, but then they say the registration process takes an entire day. It ain't no short. It's one entire day. They give you a whole day off of work. But you say that you need to go either to the doctor's or you need to go, you know what I'm saying, take care of some driving affairs, pay tickets or anything. And, you know, and that was coming from experience. Shouts out to Miss Karen, who we met down, who actually lives there. I need to give her a call, matter of fact. And she helped us out a lot. She was real cool. Black chick from Chicago, she'd been staying out there 4 years. And, you know, she gave us good insight on the local people and stuff like that. And that was real cool, you know. It was real cool. But try everything, people. Don't listen Like a lot of people tell you when you go down there, oh no, don't go into the neighborhoods and only stick to the lighted paths and all this old crazy bullshit. I mean, when you get there, you will understand. It is so many police that if somebody do something to you, I guarantee you somebody will be witnessing it. You know, there ain't no purse snatching and somebody's going to run down the street with your purse. That ain't going to happen.
No, maybe that ain't going to happen. Somebody else.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. And a person ain't going to walk up to you and carjack you. Because they're going to be stuck in traffic, you know what I'm saying, for 15, 20 minutes and shit, trying to run away. But that ain't going to happen. You know, just be secure in yourself, you know what I'm saying, and just understand that every part of this world that you go to, everybody has a hood. You know, and you know, and believe you me, it's people living in them hoods every day. So it can't be that bad if they're living there.
And you just got to live life. Get out there.
Yeah, govern yourself accordingly.
That was the food and the drink. That was the food and drink.
Excellent. I mean, it was, I was sitting up here down, and I was actually talking shit about this one restaurant, with the first restaurant we kind of went to and sat down, called Cafe Tomas. And we ordered, I ordered a sampler. I got a picture. I'm going to post a picture of the receipt. And because it just seemed like it was a high price, $22 for my girl ordered a plate, for one plate of food, and an appetizer, and some French fries came up to $22. One full plate of food, one appetizer, and one plate and one little thing of French fries came up to $22.
What was on the plate, though?
It was a pretty nice plate. You know, honestly, they sit up there and say they're small. If and you don't want to eat big anyways, you know what I'm saying? Not if you're walking around the city, because you don't want a lot of food sitting on you. So technically, me personally, two people can eat on one plate. It's big enough for two people. They give you two different meats, rice, vegetables, you know what I'm saying? And really, it was enough that my girl shared half of the rice and gave me, a piece of steak or something she was eating. And that was big enough for me to get a feel off of. And then the samplers, you know what I'm saying, it was nice with the samplers because it gave you a nice sample of every little piece of bread, meat stuff, bread, and all this kind of stuff that they had. You know, so really, you don't need to be ordering no two big plates, because two big plates, y'all end up basically either leaving there or you're going to be taking it home. So, you know, we just didn't know that. But when we went to the restaurant in the middle of the city, after we was riding around the neighborhood and we found this other restaurant, we got two full plates of food, which looked very five-star. You know, and then we got two glasses of wine, and that came up to $29. So versus a plate of food and an appetizer and some fries and two glasses of water for $22. You know what I'm saying? We paid $7 more, got two full glasses of wine, and then two full plates of food with bread included.
Yummy.
You know what I'm saying? So that was, you know, and that was at, the place is called Cluella's. I will have the advertisement that the guy did for us, because I stopped the people, you know what I'm saying, and I had them do advertisements to advertise their business. You know, so when we went to the museum, I have a guy who actually did a little promo for the museum, and he said, thank you guys for coming from Florida. You know what I'm saying, and visiting the museum. And then I had the guy at the restaurant do a little advertisement for the restaurant. But I had him do it in Spanish because, you know, I told him, you know, I wanted a more personal appeal to it than me doing it in English. And most of the people that will be viewing the video will be, you know what I'm saying, Hispanic, Spanish-speaking people. So, you know what I'm saying, I got some of the stuff is in English, some of the stuff is in Spanish, so you got the best of both worlds. And, you know, I was at the restaurant, so I pretty much gave my opinion on the restaurant and stuff anyways, you know what I'm saying, about the... So it was excellent trip. You know, the food is excellent. They're going to tell you that they're tricking when you. Huh?
People were friendly, right? The people were friendly.
Yeah. The people were friendly. People were friendly. You know, they if you don't speak any kind of English, Spanish, you will find it a little hard. Because they, you know, it's just like here. If I a Spanish person come up to me, and you off top say, me no speak of English. Well, then I ain't even finna try to even talk to you, cause you telling me in English that you don't speak English.
No comprende.
You know, yeah. So if you say, you know, me no tiendo or something like that, and you know I don't know, and I ask you, and you everything I ask you, you say it in Spanish. Okay. Well, then, of course, we got a communication problem. But we carried a map around with us the whole trip. So the map, you know, that we was just trying to get the destinations. You know, we really weren't trying to ask. I knew how to ask the time. Okay, all the ask, and, you know, then they'll tell you what time it is. But you really don't need to know that because you got cell phones. And, but the thing you do need to know is I don't know about San Juan. San Juan was a city. Ponce is more of the town, and they shut down at 5 o'clock. Mostly everything in the neighborhood shuts down. The whole city shuts down at 5 o'clock. I mean, the shit is just quiet. After 5 o'clock, it is like, you know, you hear the birds chirping and shit. It's that quiet. And then, you know, a little later on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, the city downtown area picks up. That's when the clubs actually open up. But Monday through Wednesday, you ain't going to hear nothing. It's real quiet. It's real peaceful. It's real relaxing. You know, it was real relaxing. But then Friday when we was leaving out, that's when, you know, we left out at 12:30 in the morning. And, you know, we walked outside our hotel and the whole little street was jumping. You know, it was all kind of people hanging out. And, the, you know, the Spanish music playing and people in the streets and people in the club and, you know what I'm saying? That's the life, you know, the nightlife atmosphere. It doesn't fall to the weekend.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't fall to the weekend.
What was the temperature like there?
Florida temperature, 80 degrees, you know, in the high 80s and then low 70s. It probably got 73 the whole any given night, you know, it was the low, was 73. It didn't get no lower than that. So, you know, the temperature was excellent. And, you know, like I say, it did rain. It rained the last day. You know, it rained that Friday. It rained that Thursday night. You know what I'm saying? But it didn't last long. You know what I'm saying? And then once that cleared out, you know, it didn't return. You know what I'm saying? And that left it a little cool. I think it probably got to probably 69 after it rained. You know what I'm saying? And it was a little, but it wasn't cold. It wasn't no need to alter anything, you know what I'm saying, not put on a sweater or anything, you know what I'm saying, it still was a nice temperature to be outside. So,
yeah.
You know, but that's what they say, you know, dress light. Don't bring no big jackets and all that shit, and you'll need the jacket for the airplane, you know, more than you would need it for the actual trip to Ponce or the trip to Puerto Rico, period. And then, you know, the islands, you know, since it's an island, it's right next to the Bahamas, St. Croix, St. Thomas. And amazingly, you can fly out from Puerto Rico over to any island for like $20-$30.
Wow, that's good.
You know what I'm saying? I met a lady on the train when I was taking the train back home, and she was like, well, yeah, but the best thing to do is actually take a cruise. She was like, you get more for your value if you book a cruise, preferably 6 to 8 nights cruise.
Oh, yeah.
And that way you ain't worrying about, you know, just being able to go to one island and they hop island to island to island to island. Long enough to where you can spend the whole day on the island and then spend the night on the boat, you know, traveling to another island. You know,
right.
And that day you get off and you on a whole nother island, and that's
right. Good
and I already looked up the package. The package was like $7.59, and that was for two people.
But then you got all the other fees too.
Yeah, and you hit all the other beaches and all that. You know, plus your meals are included on the boat.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? All your
sometimes too.
Yeah, it's so you got to add all that up. Add transportation in. So now you can minus the transportation, minus your food costs, and, you know,
well,
and then plus your traveling. You know, you sit back and just go port to port to port. But you do need to have your passport. That is mandatory. Passport, I don't know how the visa works, but I do know you need a passport, which is what I'm actually going to be looking up some information before I leave the house today in reference to passports. And I'll probably cover that on the show tomorrow, just giving you guys some prices and stuff and how to go about applying for it and all that kind of stuff. Because you need to, when you're really thinking about getting out of the United States, you must have a passport. You know, that is your green card to travel. You know, so even that $20 trip, you can't even take the $20 trip because you can't land in the country without the passport. Well, hell, you can't even book the ticket without the passport. So there ain't even going to be no point of landing. You can't even, you know what I'm saying? You know, you ain't even going to be able to leave your departure point without the passport first. So that is definitely, if you plan on starting to, you know, pick your travel up, that is definitely one thing you want to start out doing is getting that done first, is getting your passports. And then also book through online sites. Like I said, again, Travelocity, Priceline, places like that. We did find going to AirTran directly, that they have, you know, to look at the vacation packages. Don't book just a direct flight. You know, book a vacation package and you actually get it cheaper. Trying to, you know, by booking the hotel, your car rental and your flight all in one, it does save you a lot of money. It actually saved us a lot of money by renting that way. So, you know, we found a lot more success in doing that. And plus, if you know, like us, we use debit cards. So a lot of people, you know, a lot of places are kind of, you know, they're kind of letting up now. You know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, using debit cards and stuff. But you know, back a little couple of months back, you know, everything was required to use by credit card. You know, and
right.
It was mandatory. Rent a car was mandatory. You had a credit card. Rent a hotel room mandatory. You had a credit card. You know, make online purchases. You know, mandatory. You had a credit card. But now, debit cards are becoming more secure. So you know, people are actually losing faith in credit cards. And, you know, and finding that it's more stable is just to put my money on here now. And I know that it's there, you know, and I know that you're going to take it right off. And it's better on your budget, you know what I'm saying, than just believing that you have some money that you don't have. And that's what a credit card is, you know, money that you don't have.
If you go to cruise.com, they have the best deals. That's what we use. My brother used 3 or 4 times for cruises. And we went a couple years back on the Caribbean.
I think
they have the best deals and incentives. Cruise.com.
I think that's where I went though. I actually think when I looked up cheap cruises, matter of fact, I think that's what popped up.
Yeah, Cruise.com has cheapest.
Yeah, it was Cruise.com.
And they're great deals, great incentives, but cash on board.
What you mean, cash on? Excuse me, cash on board.
For the cruises, they'll offer like. Anywhere from $100 to a couple hundred dollars on board spending money on a card.
Yeah. Okay, that's, what is the second listed one that you got?
You can only use your bank card or on the ship. There's no money transaction.
Oh.
No hand. Yeah, you just use a card.
Well, I like that.
So they'll add, you know, anywhere from $100 to a few hundred bucks on board.
Hmm.
They just have incentives, different things.
Yeah, so you got cruise cheap, and then you got cheapcruises.com. That's the one you said, right?
No, cruise.com. Cruise.com. They have the best rates. They have, they're reputable. So that you can trust them, whatever they're setting you up with is happening.
Cruisesonly.com?
Yeah.
Yeah, cruises only. That's what it said, cruises only.
Right.
America's largest cruise agency.
Right.
really cheap cruises, limited time bonus offers, free onboard spending, free stateroom upgrades, and
there
more.
There you go. That's it.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Right. You got 3 nights in the Bahamas starting at $169. Damn.
Yep, they're the cheapest.
Damn. And it depends on the view that you're trying to get. You got the ocean view or the suite view. You know what I'm saying? Interior is like inside the boat, which, you know, me, I don't really care for looking out the boat in my room because I ain't going to be in the motherfucking room.
Well, we had a really nice room, though. We had it was on the back of the boat. I preferred that over the front of the boat.
What?
And we had a deck. It was nice. And we got a really good price on it because they wanted to fill the rooms up. And there was a cancellation on that room when we got the room.
What?
Had a ridiculous price. The whole trip, 8 days in the Caribbean, hopping on the islands, was $8,000. Versions on the side, like we swam with the dolphins and cut
they cost y'all $8,000 for how many people?
2 people.
$8,000?
Yeah, $8,000. But this was like 2008. $8,000 for 2 people. And we had.
Well, what the hell am I looking at then? Because this only says, this says 7 night. This is a, yeah, this is a 7 night. Departs from New Orleans, Louisiana. Well, that's the Western Grill. Well, I'm looking at 7 nights, Bahamas and Florida, $409. Oh, shit, she got kicked out. All right, well, that'll do the show because we about to get up off it anyways. Make sure you go to check out my Facebook, facebook.com/DJ Smells So Good. And also go to www.trilateralradio.com for more exclusive pictures with me and my soulmate in it as part of our advertisement for Soulmate Tours, our new travel agency coming soon. And we will be linking up and finding you guys the best, cheapest tours, man. Let us just sit back and let us do the work. And, yeah, you just reap the benefits from the savings, you know what I'm saying? And that's part of Soulmate Tours. Make sure you check us out. And we are still live right here live on the Blog Talk Radio Network, 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m., hooking you guys up, you know what I'm saying, with the 30-minute quickies, updates, you know what I'm saying. And, yeah, just making sure you guys get over to www.trilateralradio.com. Sign up, you know, get your little pages up, get your free email addresses and all that kind of stuff. Everything is free. If you'd like to be a host, hit me up at wdgeradio@gmail.com. And, you know, it's going down real big. And I want to send shouts out to my co-host with the most, Ms. Heaven Angel. Also, my international smokers representative, Mr. Sayanai. Also, who is the creator and, you know, the person that maintains the our website for www.trilateralradio.com. Also, for the PSN Radio Network. So you can go to www.psn-radio.com and check out more interesting shows on PSN, which is the Paranormal Soup Radio Network. So we linked up worldwide, all the way from Florida to Texas to California to Washington, all the way to the Netherlands. And I mean the Netherlands. We're doing it real big, people. You all have a blessed and unstressed day. And may you get out of your box. And that means get out of your box, people, in order to see something more beautiful and better than your current surroundings. And I guarantee you, if you take a trip, you will come back with a bigger sense and appreciation for your surroundings when you see how another person lives. And they think it's the most beautiful thing since Swiss cheese. All right? Much love to you. This has been Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, Captain Smell So Bueno. Doing it real big, people. Adios, mi amigos, mi amigas. Peace.